Hello?
Mr. President, Mr. Hoover is on the line.
Hello?
Edgar.
Yes, Mr. President.
I just learned, I've been a little behind on my paperwork here, but John Ehrlichman just came in and brought your letter telling me that you'd caught those five killers, those two policemen in New York.
That's right, we did.
That's just great. How are you going to, I hope you make a hell of a lot out of the announcement at some time.
Well, we're trying to do that.
Yeah.
Because it was an awful, involved, long case. As a matter of fact, we arrested most of them out in California.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I know. That's a fantastic story. I just thumbed through it here. It's really a great one. Now, tell me, does that jackass Murphy know you've done it? Have you told him?
I imagine by now he does.
See. The only thing I'm concerned about, I wouldn't want him to step in and, you know how he'd play it and take the credit for it.
I'll take care of that all right.
You will? Well,
I have no use for him anyway.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me that this is really a great thing.
It is.
And these are just five terrorists, is that right?
They're the five of the Black Panther type.
And you can go. Well, I'm just delighted because it'll have a darn.
I might be interested, Mr. President.
Yeah.
You've got some awful good leads on the killing of these Negro girls by this so-called Phantom.
Here, yeah.
The district.
Yeah. Oh, you have.
Got some awful good leads on that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how they'll turn out, but they.
Yeah, right.
Yesterday and today, there were two very good leads that we might have the real person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a good one, and I just say, as I say, just you be sure the boys over there know that I think it's just great, and when you get the, but I just want to be sure the Bureau gets the credit, Edgar, you know what I mean?
That's done.
Okay, because I think the country will be just, that, I'll never forget, that had an enormous effect in New York. I remember the funeral for the Italian, you know, and everything. And
then, of course, this arrest we made in Great Britain of those five people who are trying to sell those securities.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That was another one that we struck pretty hard.
Good.
I want to tell you what a wonderful appearance I think you made down there at
Miami.
Because
well, you know, I didn't want to take on old George Meade because he's been a good fellow on many issues, but you just can't let anybody say that the president knows what he can do, you know.
Well, you know, the reaction already, I've been noticing the ticker today, the reaction among the labor leaders has been that it's done them more harm than good by the way he acted.
Yeah, I see.
In other words, the almost insulting manner in which you were treated is backfiring on them. And I think for that reason, he's not going to gain any footage out of it.
Well, we have to stand up to him, Edgar. The point is that everybody wants.
We have to abdicate and let them leave the country.
And we simply cannot have this wage price push. And so.
That's right.
And he only represents, as you know, there are only 18 million organized laborers, and there are 62 million that are not in unions, so you got
to
think.
You get to hear him talk, you think he had the whole country organized.
That's right, that's right.
But,
I appreciate that. I, as I said, I just went down there, and I was very, very pleasant, but very firm.
No, you were cool throughout. I saw it on TV.
Oh, yeah. On your favorite network, CBS? No.
Incidentally,
NBC, yeah.
He's part of that network away today, you know.
Who?
Graham gave part of that network away today.
Is that right?
The WTOP-FM she gave to Howard University.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's where it belongs.
That's nice. Oh, boy. Well, I'm just delighted with this, and I just want the...
I'll see that it's taken care of.
I want the Bureau, though, to get the credit, you know, because, you know, we...
That all right.
We're fighting these... when these people raise questions, I can point to things like that, but...
Exactly.
If you can, when you're ready to make the announcement, be sure to have one of your boys let John know so that I can have Ziegler comment on it here, will you?
I'll do that.
You know, so we can then say this is a great thing. We'll give it a shove from over here, too.
I'll let him know.
Fine.
I'll get on top of it right away.
And if you get one on that other one, on the one here in the district, also let us know, because then you see Ziegler can go out, Edgar, and say the president was delighted to learn. And I think it's good that they know that I'm...
That you have been personally interested in it.
That's right. And that I've been following it. And when you announce, you can say you've reported to me, and I'm pleased and so forth. Fair enough?
In other words, there have been five or six of these colored girls who have been raped and killed.
That's awful, isn't it? And you've got a good lead there, huh?
A very good lead.
Is it
a fellow whose wife happens to be a niece?
Does it look like one or several?
Just one.
One person.
And he has a background of being the St. Elizabeth over here.
Oh, boy.
Psychiatric.
Is he black?
Black.
Yeah.
And it looks as if we've got a pretty good lead there.
Oh, boy.
So we're trying to hold it very tight.
Yeah. All right. I won't say a word. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.